Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Yosef Gahagon Bik Arav Mamish. We continue with the same theme of the previous Mishnah, which is when the Karmen Tayda was shechted and there was a problem with it. Does that passel the lechem, the breads that come along with it? So here we have something similar. The Mishnah tells us Nesachem Shekachu B'chli V'Nimsa Zevach Passel. Nesachem that come along with the carbon. For example, carbon shlamim comes along with the sachem, which is a mincha and wine, and they already put into the kli sharei. They already put into the holy vessel, and that means that they became elevated to a higher level of Kedusha, which is called Kedusha Zaguf, that we learned about in the previous Mishnah, and then it turned out that the carbon itself was pasul. So im yesh sham zevach acher, if there's another carbon that needs nesachim, so yikru imay, take these nesachim and bring them with the other carbon. Vim lav, but if not, you pasul belino, so we have to pasul them with lino, which means we have to let them stay overnight, then they're completely pasul, and they're not used whatsoever. Now going back to carbon taida, and continuing to discuss what the lchamim have to do with it, so we have a number of different scenarios. Vlad taida, the offspring, the child of a carbon taida, since it could be a female, so it can have a child as well. Let's say he designated an animal as a toida, and then it gave birth before he shechted it. Utumurasa and its exchange. There's a concept called tumura. Let's say a person has a carbon, and he decides, you know what, I want to transfer its kedusha onto a different animal. Maybe he found a nicer animal, so he thinks he's doing a good thing. The Torah says no go. It is usher to do a tumura. It's usher to transfer the kedusha from one animal onto another, and if he does do so, actually both of them are kadosh. He gets a lav, he might even get malchus, but both of them are kadosh. So let's say he did this with a carbon toida. V'hamafresh toida saiva avda. Let's say he lost his carbon taida, he designated a new one in its stead, and then he found the old one. So here we have three different animals. They're extra, if you will, but they have the kedusha of a carbon taida. Ainon teunin lechem. They don't need to have lechem brought along with them. Shnemar, because the pasuk says v'hekrav al zevach ha-taida, and he shall be makriv along with the taida. What do we learn from here? Ha-taida teuna lechem. The original taida, it needs lechem. V'lei vlada, not its offspring. V'lei chalifasa, not the replacement. V'lei temurasa, not that was exchanged for. Teun lechem. None of these need lechem. And not to mention the hay. Now, the following is an important din with all karbanos. Anytime a karban is a chayva, a person has to bring it, so the money used to purchase that animal has to be regular chulin money. However, a person didn't have to bring the karban. Let's say it was a nedava. He decided, you know what, I'm going to donate a karban to the Beis HaMikdash, so then he doesn't have to use chulin. He's also allowed to use miser sheni money. We know there's certain years of the Shemitah cycle. A person has to separate miser sheni from the produce and bring it up to Yerushalayim if he's not able to, or if it's going to rot or go bad before then, so he could transfer his kedusha onto money. That money is called miser sheni money. Then he brings the money up to Yerushalayim and buys different foods with it. So he's only allowed to buy karbanos with Maaser Sheni money if he's donating them, not if he's chayv to bring them. And so now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, ha'aymer, if a person says, harei alai toida, I take upon myself to bring a karban toida. Now this is a neder. This is something he's chayv to do because he made a neder. Yavihi vilach min achulin, it and its breads have to be brought from chulin money. He can't use Maaser Sheni money. Now let's say his neder was as follows, toida min achulin vilach min amaiser, that I take upon myself to bring a karban toida from chulin and its breads from Meiser, Yavi Lachman Machulin, he still has to bring its breads from Chulin money, and that's because the breads are really an attachment, they're really secondary to the carbon. And since the carbon itself has to be from Chulin, the breads also do, even though he expressed in his nether that he's going to bring it from Meiser Sheni. Now, let's say he said, my carbon Toido is going to be from Meiser Sheni money, and its breads are going to be from Chulin. Yavi, he's allowed to do so, and furthermore, if he said the carbon Toido and its Lacham are going to be from Meiser Sheni money, Yavi, he's allowed to bring that as well, and that's because in both of these cases, since he clearly expressed in his nether that the carbon toida is going to come from Maaser Sheni money, then we allow him to fulfill his nether by bringing it from Maaser Sheni money. If he didn't say anything, then he has to bring from Chulin. But since his nether was, I'm going to bring it from Maaser Sheni money, he's allowed to do so. Now in this case, where the lachamim are allowed to come from Maaser Sheni money, we clarify, v'lo yavi mechite Maaser Sheni. He's not allowed to use actual Maaser Sheni wheat. Elam ois Maaser Sheni, he has to use money that has kedusha of Maaser Sheni to buy the lachamim or the ingredients for the lachamim, but not the actual wheat that can't be Maaser Sheni. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.